Greetings, homies, and welcome to another episode of Kill Your Yo-Yo, brought to you by Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos, and I am your host, Ross Levine. Today we have Alec Cesena on the podcast. His Instagram is at ill.ac, and you should also go and follow at sd.yyc, that's San Diego Yo-Yo Competition, sd.yyc. Because Alec Cesena is putting on a yo-yo competition in San Diego, and it is on January 27th. And Alec Cesena is a yo-yoer sponsored by General Yo. He is a music producer, a photographer, just generally an artist. He grew up in the SoCal yo-yo scene just like I did, and I am so excited that he's creating a competition, so I decided to get him onto the show just to talk about what it's like creating this competition, what he's doing, what he's going through. And it's going to be a multi-part series, I hope, and you'll get to see it at different points as we progress. So I hope you enjoy the show, and here is Alec Cesena. Hey, Alec.
What is up, man?
How is it going? So good to have you on.
It's a pleasure, man. I've always wanted to get on this podcast, so it's a huge honor.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. It's so good to have you on. We kind of grew up in a very similar scene.
Yes.
Around the same people, like in the same yo-yo scene, the SoCal yo-yo scene. And it's just awesome to get someone back who I grew up with. Can you go kind of into your history?
Yeah, so I got started in yo-yo about, I think it was sixth grade in 2011. And Paulo Bueno used to go to my school, and he was the one that got me into yo-yoing, and Elliot O'Gallo and all of them. And they told me about SoCal in 2012, and that kind of wanted me to get into competing. I didn't compete that year, but
yeah,
it was cool to see everyone get into it. And then after that, I was just super interested in yo-yos and competing in the whole culture and everything.
Mm. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and you're on, are you on General Yo?
Yes, I am. I'm on General Yo. Yep.
And you've been with them for like a while, right?
I joined in 2020. So
really?
Yes.
Dude, I'm just misremembering things.
Yeah. A lot of people thought I joined before. But I would just rep them super hard.
So I got you.
Yo-yos.
He designs these in yo-yos. They're good. He always has had really good yo-yos. And also has just sponsored very cool people.
Yeah, for real legends.
James and Ty, and now you, of course. let's go into like, why did you want to start a contest? Because that's really what I want to talk about. Is you're starting this small contest, which is the San Diego Classic.
Yep.
And absolutely. We are like, we're approaching.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get like, now that we're a few months out, you know, it's still a while out. What you're doing now to prepare for it, because you've just announced it and people are starting to like get on board and talk about it.
Yeah.
What's going on right now? But mostly like, why'd you start it so that we can get to that stuff later?
Yeah, so I wanted to start it because there wasn't any competitions in California.
Right.
And I've always wanted to start a competition. So I thought it was the perfect time. And I live in San Diego. There's never been one.
Yeah.
I kind of never understood why. And I knew this venue owner. And I was like, all right, just pull the trigger. And I thought only like 15, 20 people would think it's cool. And then I was like, whoa, there's all this attention.
Yeah.
And
so kind you of have, you have all these people who like grew up with us going to these contests in SoCal.
And then there's people that haven't been in the scene in 5 years that hit me, oh, I'm gonna come. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's cool. Like,
Who's some of the people who've come out of the woodworks, if you remember any?
like Matt, my boy Matthew Waymer, shout out to him. Jonathan Roa. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There's just a lot.
Yeah. 'Cause everybody like there's so much demand for content. There's yo-yoers everywhere. It's a very social media dominant activity, right? And so
It
like
is now.
it can pop out of nowhere because everyone has Instagram. So
That's
like
what.
everywhere there's yo-yoers, and the more population, the more yo-yoers there are. And LA, like all of the people who yo-yo are just gonna be so into, and all San Diego, just all of
Yeah.
SoCal in general.
And I feel like it's the perfect time. It's in January, so it's like right before PNWR, after the holidays, beautiful destination to go and little vacation.
Yeah,
Or
because
so.
also San Diego is so nice just as a place.
It is so nice.
So let's talk a little bit for people who, because a lot of people, different people of different skill levels and time in the community, and a lot of the newer people live through COVID with no contest. Let's talk a little bit because we've grown up going to different contests. You went to like the Disneyland contest, right?
IOIC
Yeah.
in West Coast. Yep.
That was so fun. And like,
Those are amazing.
and the you went to BLC, right? And like the DXLs.
I went to like the OG like DXL battle in
Yeah,
2012. Like
exactly. The ones where like Anthony
Costa
would go
Mesa.
up against them, and it'd just be like mind-blowing tricks in this totally different format.
It
And
was
like,
awesome.
yeah, so you and I understand that that kind of a contest is different than
Yes.
like a nationals or a worlds, right?
Oh, yeah. It's more of just like a fun contest. You get on stage, do a freestyle, and it's just like no stress versus you're going to a nationals or a regional contest. You know, it's kind of stressful. You got to like practice months and months ahead. And
Yeah, and everyone will watch that video if it's on
oh, yeah.
Nationals and like
Everyone's going to be like, wow, that was a good freestyle.
Yeah. But it in a smaller contest, just the stakes are lower. It's not like a part you're not doing this with National Yo-Yo League, right?
No, it's not
Yeah.
associated.
Just a totally independent
Yeah.
contest.
Yeah.
Cause we're allowed to do that.
I
Like there's
know. I
no
was at first I
rules
was thinking, I
saying
was like, am I allowed to do this?
yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like it's cool though. I feel like more people should reach out to other people and like make more contests.
Yeah.
It's a very doable thing. I think a lot of people get scared by it. They're like, oh, it's a lot of work. I gotta do this and that.
Yeah.
But it's very
That's
attainable.
exactly why I want to talk about this,
Yeah.
because it's really attain like it's not hard. You people can
It's
do this.
not like I would say the hardest thing is getting the judges. That for me, that's the hardest thing.
True.
But getting people together, that's not too hard. A venue. You gotta look. You just can't be set on one thing.
Yeah. Although I do wonder, like, what if if all you need is judges, you can just set up a camera and have some people stream in and do their,
That is super creative. I kind of like that. Like, that's
do
cool.
that. Like, someone go make that app and just
That
give me
would be
credit.
awesome. That would be awesome.
So let's I want to specifically dive into like
Yeah.
how is a big contest versus a small contest different in terms, because we kind of got the vibe. The you can kind of do whatever you want with it also because it's not associated with anything.
That's true.
I know, did you ever go to the that Mark McBride contest where they were just like throwing dollar bills?
Yeah, 2015. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And then you got actual cash at the end.
You got actual cash.
Yeah. And
People threw money at you to judge your freestyle.
it was so cool. And I've always thought of that too. I'm like, why is there no cash prizes? Like there hasn't been since like I could be wrong, like BAC 2013, I think. person got like $1,000 or
Yeah.
$500 or something like that. And I'm like, why is there not cash? But
There's no money in
I was,
yo-yoing.
it's not
It's
that
like,
fun.
but it's for the love, you know? But it
Yeah.
also, like, there also kind of is some money in yo-yoing, and it would
A
be
little
cool if that were cash prizes.
would be
But
awesome.
yeah, like, I would love to do that, but I don't think I'm a big enough company to do that right now. But I
Because
can
you
give
both
them,
have
I
nine
can
to
give
five.
yo-yos, you know?
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what it is. It's like, it's tough. It's tough out there.
You know, I know some of these companies want to like do more, but it's hard. You know what I mean? Like to provide more. So.
It is, but that's one thing that like a company like General Yo has done a lot for the community.
He's done a
He's
lot.
done a ton for the community.
A bunch.
Yeah.
It's 2008, like way before I started, a few
Yeah.
years, like 4 years. We've done a lot. He's done his own small little competitions, the little Jolio meets,
Yeah.
right? And the little DXL type battles have been really
He
cool.
brings people to that Flower Fields event. That's
Yes,
kind of cool.
that is really cool. It's
And
different.
that,
Awesome.
yeah, so that's like he does a lot of cool stuff. And that's something that like smaller companies I think tend to end up doing is supporting just that local community, which I think is really important. It's why I'm trying to do more in the in this area.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's making me think. Anyway, so let's get back down to the practical. What have you actually done so far? You said that you kind of knew the venue owner already.
Yes. Yeah, I did like a show there with my friend Jules. I DJ'd his set, so I already knew the owner, and
Yeah.
I've been there for a couple times. So far, so I'm gonna have I recently talked to her, so registration and music and everything's coming up really soon, so I'm pushing that.
Yeah.
And also I got a few judges and I'm making like a checklist and stuff, so I'm still in the early stages, but I have like most of the stuff.
Yeah.
But I know everyone's asking me what are the rules, so I'm gonna make a whole
Yeah.
Facebook post on it
What
and put all that stuff ASAP. So, because I know you're,
are the kinds of rules that you're thinking, and are they pretty standard or
they're gonna be pretty standard.
Okay.
But I would like to do this. The note, the music, you can use whatever song you want. I would love for that to happen. It just depends.
That is another difference between a big and a little contest. You can kind of do whatever you want with the music, depending on the venue and who's there.
Yeah, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
On that side, it just depends on, you know, who is, how many people is going to be there and who's registered. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a younger crowd, probably not the best idea,
Yeah,
but
exactly.
yeah. So, but if there's like, you know, people our age, it's like fine,
Yeah, it
you
doesn't
know.
really matter. I know I'm listening to the Yo-Yo Player podcast with
Yeah.
Mark and Steve,
That's awesome.
and it's they talk about these events that they were putting on with
Yes.
like crazy like punk bands. I'm probably butchering the story completely, but they like you should listen to I forget which episode it was, but you should listen to that podcast. There's not too many episodes, and there's some insane things that went down at those contests because they were just doing whatever. They were just trying to make yo-yoing cool, and the way that you do that is swear words and songs.
Yeah, I think they had it at like a bar. I
Oh
think
yeah.
they had a yo-yo contest at a bar. I was like, that is so cool. Like to think about, like that's awesome.
Yeah, truly it is. So, if somebody were to try to get a venue on their own, do you have any ideas of how they would do that? Because I know one way is like you go to your not city hall, but like you know, you call the city, however that is, and just ask them what venues are open, and usually they'll be fine with it if it's a yo-yo competition. And in that case, obviously, the music would probably have to be a little bit more chill than a bar.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man.
But
But
do you have any other other ideas or options?
like for me, like I go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of the venues.
Uh-huh.
There's like lots of places, and I would just say just be really aware. It's like of your area, and you probably could find a venue and talk to someone, and you'll just see how much it is. 'Cause I've
Yeah.
done multiple before to see how much. I'm like, oh, that's kind of expensive. This is more reasonable.
Yeah, you can just shop it around.
Yeah.
How much do they generally cost? Like for smallish venue.
So I've heard before for like one of the Arizona states, I think people have paid like $500. I feel like, because it's sometimes they're even asking more than that.
Really?
Yeah. But I would say like anything's fair from like 300 to like six, being realistic.
Yeah. Which, if there's a yo-yo company in your area, they can probably afford to sponsor that.
Yeah.
Like, or if they go and sell yo-yos, like, I can make a $300 revenue at a smaller contest. I did that at Arizona State. It was about a $350 revenue. So, like, if you're a yo-yo company, you can do that.
Yeah, you could. You could definitely get a spot, and yeah, I just want to give back to my city and then this awesome community that gave me so much joy as a kid. So
Exactly, dude.
that's the main thing I want to do. It's not about money or anything for me. It's just to give back.
Exactly. No, so the reason I'm saying that is for anybody that's listening that has a company around them that wants like to give them the confidence to approach that company and be like, hey, do you want to vend here? And because then it makes that conversation a lot easier. And if somebody doesn't have that money up front, they can maybe go out and fund that. But
Oh yeah,
like
definitely.
genuinely that like is an easy thing to recuperate from if anyone out there wants to go out and do this. But the best thing about Alec is that you're not in this for the money. Like I was
No.
talking to you about this and I was like, oh, I want to sponsor this. I know exactly how much I can make on this. Like I'm talking through all that and he's like, dude, I really don't even care.
Was like, that's awesome that you want to sponsor it. Like, that's an honor. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, anyone that wants to be a part of my event is more than welcome. Just reach out to me, you know? So,
Heck yeah. Dude, so I think there's only one thing I haven't co covered yet, which is who are you partnering with? And like, is there any task that you're delegating out? And kind of what does your team, if there is a team, look like?
there's not really a huge team.
Yeah.
It's kind of just me, man. I'm gonna be honest. Like, it's just only me, and it's my idea. And then I have a
Yeah.
couple of people, like, you know, helping me judge, and my
Yeah.
PA have like a little team help set up. And
Well, let's go into that then. How did you find the judges?
I just reached out.
Okay.
I reached out to a lot of people. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm starting this contest. I text a bunch of people, just like. Just like send them a message to see if they'd be down. Oh, I would love to judge. I'm like, oh, awesome. You know? But yeah, I should reach out to more of the DXL people because I know there are a few judges there too.
Yeah. Dude, I
So
bet Michael Nakamura would be down. He's
I'm
pretty local. Oh, I should mention I'm not speaking for Michael Nakamura. Michael Nakamura comes back and goes, oh no, Russell. No. But like he might be down. He's in the area and he's like he likes hanging out with yo-yos. So yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What is there anything else that you want to say just for this first episode? We can come back and check in a couple months.
Trying to say, I don't really think so right now. Do you have any other final questions for me?
Yeah. If somebody were listening to this podcast and they didn't really hear all of it, what's like the one thing that you think that they should take away from this episode?
Just follow your dreams, and you can do anything that you really want. Even though the people tell you that you can't, you can do it.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's anything's possible. You just got to believe in it.
Dude, every time I do one of these episodes, I ask that question. So that's your answer. I'm going to give my answer so that if you make a contest at a bar, you can put dirty music on. And the National Yo-Yo League would never.
Like that
No, I loved yours. Dude, Alec, it's so good to have you on.
Thanks so much, bro. Appreciate
Nice to
it.
catch up.
You too, man.
And we'll do a follow-up later.
Sounds really good.
See
Bye.
ya.